Welcome to Pisces Rising.
I'm Ash.
And I'm Heather.
We want to talk about astrology with you.
Go deep or go home.
Hey everyone, welcome to Pisces Rising.
Hi everybody, hope you guys are having a good Pisces season.
It's our time to shine. I mean, I'm not technically a Pisces, but I'm a Pisces
rising. You're rising there.
Yes, exactly.
You're turning into one. Yeah. Someday.
Someday. I may be. Today we're here to talk to you about our favorite placements and our least favorite placements for each sign. So which planet do we like best in each sign and which do we like least and why? And of course, you are welcome to disagree with us. This is just our opinion, but we have reasons and we'll back up what we say.
Yeah. So what do you want to do? Start with the sun?
Or do you want to go through the signs? Or do you want to, are we going through the planets?
Let's go through the signs.
Okay.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. Okay. So Aries, what would be your favorite planet to have in Aries?
I really actually like the sun in Aries. And I feel like this one is going to get disagreed with a lot. But it's just so much fire, and I appreciate the raw honesty. I also see that coming from the moon. But really, like, the sun in Aries, especially women, have this confidence. With men, I'm not, I either really love it or really hate it within the same person. Like, it just kind of depends on the moment, but it's, yeah, like almost like a love-hate thing. But Aries, sun, women, love. I like the moon in Aries a lot, both for men and women. I think it's a good placement. I think for things like Saturn, it's going to be a little more challenging and kind of unattractive.
Yeah, that will make you pretty non-confident with Saturn in Aries. Yeah, I really like the sun in Aries as well. I think there's a lot of optimism there and independence. I also really like Venus in Aries. I think that that's an unpopular opinion, I bet. But I really like it. I think that there's a certain lack of hesitation in terms of creativity and in terms of going for it in creative goals and going for it in terms of relationships. There's very little like beating around the bush, and it's very direct and clear, which I like personally. I think that my least favorite Aries position, would definitely be Saturn. I think that's going to create a lot of issues. Also, Chiron in Aries. Chiron's in Aries right now. I think that probably is going to be really challenging for the children that are being born now, just because it's going to create a lot of struggle around the self. Like, who am I? Feeling self-conscious, feeling like you can't express yourself fully, like you
are amplified pain.
Yeah, exactly. That's actually, I'm gonna go with Chiron over Saturn. I think that would be my least favorite placement. That's gonna be really challenging. It's gonna create a lot of emotional problems and stunted growth.
Yep. And strangely enough, for a long time, because I think Chiron has just like this weird orbit when it gets into Aries where it stays there for like 7 years.
Yeah.
And so a lot of other places it just stays like a year.
Exactly. You're right.
Taurus. I kind of like sun in Taurus. It's funny. So mine is also about like sex or identification of sex. But I love Taurus men because I find them really chill. If they're not lazy, they're sun sign and moon sign in Taurus for both men and women. Very, very comfortable. Moon sign, but I find the moon signs and moons in general are always just like a little bit more sneaky in the water and earth signs.
Yeah.
So I don't, you know, if I'm connected to the person emotionally, I think I would prefer a moon in Taurus than a sun in Taurus, just because it feels a little bit safer to me and I learn how to read it. But I do appreciate the sun in Taurus. I appreciate, and I also don't like, just the bullying. Like, the bullying, and it's very, very outward. I also think that Venus in Taurus is really good, really sensual, really sexual.
Great taste.
Yep. And Mercury in Taurus, nope, they speak too slow for me. And it's just like, yes, there's an eloquence, and there's like a caution. But I almost go a little bit crazy because it seems like it takes them too long to think and spit out what they want to say.
Yeah, that's hard, especially because you're Mercury's in Aries.
Yeah.
You're impatient.
So I think Mercury would be not my favorite. Although, because I'm such a fan of Taurus energy, the Venus aspect of Taurus energy, I do think it the higher energy of Venus kind of gives planets a more of a grace.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say it's my least favorite, I do still like it.
Yeah. I know. I don't... My favorite is definitely Taurus rising. I think that those individuals are really... they tend to have great... Like, there's an interesting movement. The way that they move is fascinating. I feel like a lot of dancers and singers have that. There's something very... like artistic and intentional around their body movements. They tend to be great dressers and just have this like style about them. They can also be a little slow, but like less.
But sensual slow.
Exactly. It's deliberate. It's intentional. Yeah. I'm having a hard time thinking of a least favorite Taurus placement, honestly.
Yeah, I did too.
I'm hesitating about this because I think it might be personal issues of having known people with this, but I do struggle a little bit with Taurus moons. I know that the moon is exalted in Taurus, and like I'm sure that there's plenty of people that work with it in a great way, but I do notice that they tend to be really stubborn. They can really cling to traditions and ways of doing things, and they have a hard time changing their mind about stuff, and I find that very frustrating as a Sagittarius moon, because I change my mind all the time and I'm always looking to evolve and grow in that way, and I feel like that's in direct conflict with my moon, but I think that other people might disagree.
Yeah, I could see all that too.
Gemini.
I like a moon in Gemini better than a sun in Gemini, typically.
Mm-hmm.
Mercury in Gemini is actually way too much for me.
It's, yeah, it's like you put your finger in a light socket.
Yeah. It's too much. That might be my least, the Mercury.
I don't know.
It's also adventurous.
It's funny. I can only take it in small doses. We'll put it that
way. Yeah. Because Venus and Geminis could be fun, too, and a little more charming. Yeah, I think it might be Mercury for me. I actually don't like it, even though that's where it belongs.
No, I know. It's too much. It's over the top. It's too exaggerated. I find that a lot of Mercury and Geminis are really interesting. They have a lot of fun things to say. They're great at parties. They're great, you know, for a couple hours at a time. But for me, my Mercury in Cancer needs more quiet than that. So that's frustrating. I agree. I like a moon in Gemini. There's something... It's not my favorite. I'm just agreeing with you. I think my favorite Gemini placement would be... I'm going to go with Jupiter in Gemini.
Wow, really?
I kind of like that. I think that that's going to give them the benefits of communication, but it's going to make them more likable and more interested in learning, and I find that very fascinating. I feel like there's a lot to absorb from people with their Jupiter and Gemini. Like, there's a lot... They have a lot of interesting ideas about things, but it's less, like, chatterboxy than the Mercury and Gemini. It's more about, like, expressing higher ideas and just, like, philosophies. I find that interesting.
Yeah. Well, thank you, because I have that, and that would be second to Mercury for me.
As your least favorite?
Yeah, because I do feel like Gemini, I feel like Mercurial-ruled signs don't have the best of luck. They have bad luck, basically. And I'm not necessarily, like, a crazy luck person. You know, I'm not really as crazy superstitious, but I just noticed this weird, like, doomy energy that is embodied sometimes with the Gemini and the Virgo that's, like a kind of, like, cloud following them around, or the energy sometimes when they get obsessive or fixate, which what Mercury does, which is why it's so intense in Mercury. So I think Jupiter is so joyful that it feels a little like yucky in Gemini. And that could just be how it feels in my body. I don't know that I've noticed the pattern of other Geminis. I don't know that that's something I've ever actually paid attention to. And I definitely have paid attention to all the other ones that we talked about. So in thinking about it now, I'm just like, oh yeah, I don't like that. I can feel it, and I've thought of mine before and have been dissatisfied with mine. So I'm
well, that's interesting.
But I liked what you said about it, and it was like, oh yeah, I kind of have that.
That said, though, it's not my favorite Jupiter placement. Yeah. It's just maybe my favorite Gemini placement.
Yeah.
Cancer.
Strangely enough, I do like the Mars in Cancer.
You do? Okay.
I do.
That's my least favorite.
It's given me so much trouble having it, and then there was a series of time. Remember when, like, four people that worked at the shop had it?
Yeah, it was too much. Nobody said what they meant about anything.
Yeah, and it's... But this is what I do like about it, is it's actually very patient.
Yes, that's true.
And it is... The moon is too much. I don't necessarily like having the moon in Cancer. Like, universally, when it's in Cancer, it's too much. And embodying it on my own, I notice there's just a lot there. Like, you just want to stay home. So I don't really like that. And I also, the Mars in Cancer, because Venus in Cancer could be a little vanilla, but Mars in Cancer is like, all right, calm down, see what's going on. And then every once in a while, emotionally lose it and you're reset and you can kind of like move on.
Yeah. Okay. I would say, I'm going to go with Mercury in Cancer as my favorite. I have come to really love that placement in myself. It took a long time. There's definitely some annoyances with it, but overall, I think that it's... I know people are going to disagree with all of these things, but that's fine.
It's very caring.
Yeah, it is, and it makes me more considerate. I have so much fire in my chart. If I didn't have my Mercury in Cancer, I would be like... totally awful to deal with. It keeps me in line. It keeps me in check. It makes sure that I word everything in a very like gentle and caring way. And it makes me more poetic. And I think that I after having spent some time with other Mercury and Cancers, I see that they just tend to be very sweet, good-natured people. And they remember little details about you, which I really appreciate. I personally don't really like Mars in Cancer. I find it very passive aggressive. No offense. I don't actually notice that in you because you have enough Aries to balance it out. But generally speaking, I find it very passive aggressive. And there's always like a feeling of walking on eggshells around people with Mars in Cancer because you never know when it's going to come out and explode.
So that's 100% true.
Yeah.
And I was like that for like probably my 20s, probably up until like 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Or I had that aspect. I grew from it.
Yes.
But for the same reason you were liking the Mercury, I ended up learning just a few years ago to like the Mars in Cancer because, again, it mellows out the fire.
Yeah.
And when you have a lot of fire in your chart, it's like, okay, here's some diplomacy, you know, or here's something that makes it so other people can tolerate you.
Yeah.
So that's why it's kind of cool.
Okay.
To, you know, because it's like...
You can grow from it. Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, but I totally agree. And I hated it for a long time. You know, it's very interesting. Because like, for years, I was just like, Aquarius were my least favorite sign. Now they're one of my favorite signs of the zodiac.
That's awesome.
I love Aquarians so much. And it took me a really long time. I like had to study them. And like it changes all the time. If you're into astrology, it's just like always going to change a little bit what you like, what you notice. It's going to evolve.
If we do this episode in like a year, we might have totally different answers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Leo. My favorite Leo placement would be Venus in Leo. I really like that. I think it's very opulent and decadent and just really about like self-worship and self-love. But also like being treated like a god or goddess. Like there's an energy of like self-confidence there and also just clear expression of creativity and artistry.
I would have to agree with that. Yeah, completely. I love Venus in Leo. It's not afraid. It's not afraid to say I love you. You know, it's not afraid to express in a romantic way. And I like romance, you know?
Yeah. I almost gave it to the moon in Leo for that reason, but I think that the moon in Leo can be a little like overdramatic at times, which is why that would be my second favorite. Yeah. My least favorite would be Mercury in Leo. I think that they talk too much about themselves and don't listen to what other people have to say.
So I have sometimes a hard time with actually the sun. No offense to you because I love you so much. And the rising.
I totally get it.
And it's because of the epic proportions. And the sun especially is fire. So when the epic proportions come out of whatever it is wrong, it's like if it's not in a good place, like if like the person is mad, it's like they're epically mad for like a really long time. And it's all they talk about. And it's so consuming. And if it's exciting, it's the same thing. But it's like fixed fire is like me, 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 me. And this is what I'm doing all of the time.
Yeah.
Like this is my mood. And this is and we're going to talk about my mood for a really long time.
Yep, that's true. That's kind of why I'm picking Mercury and Leo, because I find that to be the case for them. Like most of their thought process is about them and how it affects them. And that's how you have to like get them to care about what you're doing, is to figure out how it affects them and tell them that.
Jupiter in Leo is really fun, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Jupiter in Leo is like, I'm so cool.
Yeah.
Virgo. Mars, Mercury, and Virgo suck. So bad. It's like this. So it's so, I think the... So sometimes, again, if the Virgo's clear, it's awesome. But if it's analytical, it's like so analytical and so contracted and so thinky that the person feels paralyzed. And then there's a complaining of like not getting enough done. You know, it's like Mars and the Sun are fiery. And I think that Virgos are already kind of like so soft or like dirt. They're just like, there's just this energy that like the sun is almost too much for them.
Yeah.
And it could really make a nagging Nancy or something, just like really analytical and really pessimistic.
Mm-hmm.
I do like a moon in Virgo more and a lot. And I'm also friends with a lot of Virgos, really great Virgos, but a Virgo moon, especially, and this is usually in the cases of like water sign suns or a really emotional placement, but a Virgo moon is like an emotional analytical energy. So you really think about how you're feeling.
Yeah.
And there's, I think it's just a little bit easier to grow and evolve because you're walking around with it and you're pondering and you're thinking and you have a bigger desire to have things feel good.
Yeah, I agree with you. The moon in Virgo is my favorite. I think that they have a very refined energy. They don't blow their moods out of proportion. They're always like, let's think about this. Let's figure it out. And they're going to be able to break it down in a way that's clear and concise. They're really good at organizing their thoughts and feelings, which, you know, could be bad, but ultimately I think that they have a very like responsible, mature way of handling things, which I really appreciate. And it also just gives them a humility that I think is very appreciated. I agree with you. I think Mercury in Virgo is too much. It creates a lot of nervous energy. It makes a lot of tension, headaches, things like that. It's not that I like hate it. I just feel bad for people that have it. It's just too much. They often have a hard time relaxing. They have a lot of anxiety in general. Libra?
I love a Libra rising.
Mm.
Libra signs I have a hard time with. Risings are very charming. They start with a compliment, but they don't over compliment. They know what to say and they get communication cues really good.
Yeah.
Libra risings are just like, kind of like you were talking about Taurus risings. I feel a little bit that way about Libra risings where other obvious placements like the suns and Libra, I just don't get them. It's my quincux. I'm always like, what does that mean? Like,
yeah,
I feel that there's sometimes an unauthenticity there, and it's literally just because I can't. There's a for me, it's a blind spot.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think a Libra sun. I'm always like, who are you? because there's so many different facets, and like they're either really quiet or really talky, and there's just like a different kind of like, again, like that chameleon energy, like mm-hmm. a different kind of person. So what usually, if I'm going to hang out with a Libra sun that I don't know very, or even if I do know them very well, I'm like, what aspect of them am I going to get today?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that I really like, I like Moon in Libra, which I know is kind of strange, but I find that they're really interested. Like, they tend to have strong feelings about the people around them. They tend to be really good, like, hosts and hostesses. There's a deep consideration of maintaining harmony. They tend to be pretty positive. They always, like, are able to brighten people's moods even when they're hurting. I think that they're extremely sweet people, good-natured people. But they can be a little bit indecisive. I mean, any Libra placement is indecisive. That's just kind of how it goes. I am not super into Venus in Libra. I know that Venus is the ruler of Libra, but to me, that is extremely non-committal and a little bit... It's a flaky placement for Venus, so it makes it hard to commit in relationships. It also makes it hard to follow through on, like, creative projects. It's like, let's start this and then just abandon it and move on to something else. Like, there's just a very...
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that you're saying it, I am, like, thinking of five people.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas, like, that can be true for people with Mercury in Libra, but it's more of... and Mars and Libra, but like specifically the Venus one kind of bothers me.
Yeah, it is a sign of unfinished projects.
But they do, I mean, they have, Venus and Libra has great taste. They make really great things, but they just never finish them. So it's like,
there's a laziness there.
Yeah, they've got a bunch of like beautiful paintings that are half finished that they'll never get to, which is frustrating to me in my fixed energy. Okay.
Scorpio.
Mm.
I love all Scorpios, but I find moons more difficult and secretive. Mm-hmm. I love the sun in Scorpio. I love the Venus in Scorpio. And I do like the moon in Scorpio. I think it's hard to have it. Mercury in Scorpio, not so much.
That's intense.
Yeah.
And
quiet and brooding.
Yeah. Yeah, Mercury would be my least favorite. Yeah, it's just hard. It can make for somebody who's very closed off, who has a hard time opening up to people. They have to jump into things deeply. They can't roll with small talk, which is fine. Like, I totally get that. But at the same time, they're going to be, like, really, like, grouchy about it. They are going to zing you. They're going to say things that might be hurtful. And they're very guarded in what they reveal. So there's, like, it's just too much to wade through for me.
And they have a feeling and a resonance.
Yeah.
Like, you feel a Mercury in Scorpio, like, even more than you feel a sun in Scorpio, almost. Because the sun is, like, a little bit mysterious feeling in Scorpio. But Mercury, like, it's, like, this thick forehead thing.
Yeah.
This intense, like, they're kind of scrutinizing, like, almost like they're too good to communicate.
Well, they also just can't think about things objectively. It's all, like, how it affects them emotionally. Like, they have strong feelings about everything. Whereas I like the sun in Scorpio. That's my favorite place for Scorpio to be. I think that sun's in Scorpio, that's going to shine some light, and it's going to, like you said, the sun is mysterious there. There's, like, a certain kind of, like, mystical, esoteric energy that I really enjoy with suns in Scorpio. I think that's, like, a really cool,
like,
place.
Fire water. And there's a confidence, too, and a sex appeal there. You know, they're just, like, fire water. Yeah, but in other places, it's very brooding.
I would love to know what being a sun in Scorpio is like. Like, I feel like that would be a fun one to be for a day.
Yeah. Probably feels like being a hunter or being on the prowl.
Yeah. I know, just to be that unafraid and, like, kind of like this vicious, like, feral lady energy.
Yeah, like, and then you, like, you probably look at people and, like, the deepest thought comes out first. Like, oh, I wonder, you know, what they're wearing under there, or, like, when they got their last divorce.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Sag.
I love Sag sun and moon so much.
Mm-hmm.
Sag anything is pretty joyful. But Mercury and... I have to think about this.
I like Mars and Sagittarius. I think that they're very fun-loving. They're unafraid. They're adventurous. They take chances and risks. They tend to be... They might seem kind of reckless, but I feel like whatever they do pays off for them. So it like works out in their favor. There's kind of like a daredevil energy there that's kind of fun.
I don't have a least favorite.
I think maybe Venus would be my least favorite. No, yeah. Not even. No, I disagree. Never mind. I don't mean that.
What I think is when a Sagittarius are really cool and they're really about joy, but when they're bad, they're really bad. They're like narcissistic, take all your money, like don't respect you, care, glutton, bad. Like Sagittarius that are, you know, I just know so many great Sagittarius, but the ones that I know that are like, they're criminals. Like I know some personally and some just through like, you know, all those serial killers, the serial killer episode. Listen back on that. See how many of them are fucking Sagittariuses.
Yeah, like, that's true.
They're just brutal. So, but that's because a Sag is going to do what brings them joy. And when a psychopath is a Sagittarius, it's just brutally expressed.
Exactly.
That's what gives them joy.
Right.
So that's kind of a cop-out answer, but that's my answer.
I guess I'm going to go with Sagittarius rising being my least favorite because it feels like more of an illusion. Like the joy is more of like a surface level thing. And I mean, that's a weak answer because I don't really have a least favorite. I love all my Sagittarius placements, even my Saturn and Sagittarius. I don't mind. It makes me like question things and it makes me seek out answers and makes me be a little more choosy about what I believe, what I think, you know, it makes me question authority, which I like. Sagittarius rising can be a lot. It can be chaotic energy. So I'm just going to go with that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I would have gone with that if I didn't cop out of the answer. I would have to think about it more and more. Like because the superficial thing you said is right on.
Yeah. Capricorn.
Sun and Capricorns are very Eeyore to me sometimes. And
it's hard.
Yeah. But I've really been drawn to women Capricorn lately. Mm. I think there's a lot I actually don't like in Capricorn. Risings.
Yeah, I like Mercury in Capricorn. I think they're funny and they're witty and their sense of humor is spot on. And they're also really direct. They say exactly what they mean. They're to the point. It's very different. It's opposing my Mercury. So there's a part of me that doesn't fully get it, but I'm intrigued by it. Sun in Capricorn is probably my least favorite. No offense. I know a lot of beautiful Capricorns who kind of take that energy to the highest point. But in general, it's just a very restrictive energy. Saturn ruled sign with the sun is just difficult.
I'm actually going to say Saturn for a Saturn in Capricorn. I don't like.
Oh, no. That's rough.
And it's too disciplined. Its expectations are too high. So, and then just seeing it for the past 2 years, being when all those people got their Saturn returns, it was just like the most serious Saturn return ever. But also like, why is this happening to me? Like, you know, it was just like a really kind of heavy perfection energy that is also doesn't move. Like, so it's like it wants the best. It has this like high expectation, but it's just so weighed down.
Yeah.
In thinking about how to make something perfect.
Yeah. That's true. Aquarius.
Sun and Aquariuses are super fun.
Yeah, I like them. I like Aquarius rising.
Yeah. Uranus and Aquarius, it's always the ruling planet. Uranus and Aquarius is pretty abrupt.
I kind of like it. I think it's weird. It's like a very weird placement, which I enjoy.
It's hard to understand. Mm. Not that you can understand Uranus or Aquarian anyway, but it's really like... Yeah, but it is also a little zappy. This Aquarius. Aquarius and Sagittarius, I think, are the hardest ones.
Yeah, it's hard to pick. I think that Saturn and Aquarius would be really bad. It's there now. I don't really like it there. I think that it makes people selfish and it makes it hard to think about the bigger picture. It makes you want to close your energy off from other people. It makes you like protective of your own energy in a way that's kind of weird. And, I don't know. That's a hard one.
I have to say Saturn too.
Yeah.
But this is my reasoning. I thought it was going to be way more fucking fun. And I thought shit would be a little more radical.
Yeah.
You know, like in the realm of like rebelling against the discipline. And I feel like I thought it was going to go, and it might still go this way, maybe at 29 degrees on the like anarchy, like take down the system, take down Saturn. Like, and that's not really, it's like playing out much more like slower and churny and irresponsible and immature and like kind of compliant.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Because it's very much about protecting the self rather than like the benefit of all people.
Yeah.
As far as what I like, I really do like all the, I like Aquarius sun and rising a lot. I think that there's a certain uniqueness there. The moon's a little harder because it's colder and unfeeling, and so that's a little challenging. Mm-hmm. But I really...
And silent sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. It's not expressive. Whereas I like the sun and rising. I find them to be very unique, interesting people that they're able to kind of, like, use their idealistic vision to shake things up, which I appreciate. But I think I'll go with the sun specifically.
Yeah. I like the sun too.
I'm picking all the fixed sun. That's interesting. Yeah. I wouldn't have expected that I would have done that. Okay.
Pisces.
I'm
tempted. Venus in Pisces is really nice.
That one's really good.
Very sensual. Good in bed.
Super romantic and gentle.
Yeah. But like thoughtful.
But not so gentle that it's boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Venus in Pisces is my favorite. I also really like Jupiter in Pisces. Good. I'm enjoying this a lot.
Yeah, Jupiter in Pisces is pretty
fun. Actually, I'm going with Jupiter in Pisces. I really like it. I think it's very intuitive and mystical, but also like compassionate and open-hearted. There's a really nice energy there, and being able to thin the veil a bit, but not in a way that's kind of like scary and spooky. It's very just love-filled.
Sun and Pisces have driven me crazy up until like this year. I did not like my sign. It was definitely not my favorite. Now I'm like, ooh, this is unconditional, and I'm seeing a different aspect of it. So I don't think that's my, I don't think that would have been my, like last week even, would have been what I would say.
Well, I mean, this is more of a theoretical thing, but I can imagine Pluto and Pisces would be awful.
Oh God! Yeah,
which is going to be pretty soon. Like we'll see it in our lifetime, but that's terrible.
Yep.
That's like dragged through the deepest shit. It could allow for some deep soul evolution, but oh my God, like no.
Yeah.
Nobody listening to this podcast has this, just because it hasn't happened since probably the 1800s. But yeah, like that's just more of a theoretical one. I also find the moon in Pisces to be a little challenging as well, just because there's like an escapism happening there, and it's an oversensitivity.
Yeah.
I like Venus. I like Mercury in Pisces, even though it's kind of weird and not direct. There's just a uniqueness there. They tend to be good storytellers. They have interesting things to say.
Yeah, and they're kind of like the same as the Cancerian energy. It's not diplomatic and necessarily as thoughtful, but there's like a softening that happens to Mercury that like you're not going to feel shot down.
Yeah.
You might sometimes be confused in talking to a Mercury in Pisces, but they're not going to hurt your feelings.
Right,
Mercury
exactly.
Mercury in Pisces is not going to hurt you.
It's very benign. It's like you're slightly bewildered by what happened.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like Alice in Wonderland-y. It's just like, wow, that was cool. And, of course, I'm really tempted to also mention Pisces Rising because we're awesome.
Yep.
All right. Well, send in your topic requests. If there's anything you want to hear, reach out to us. We love to get those, and we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. Catch you guys in a couple weeks.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Pisces Rising. You can find us on Instagram at Pisces Rising Podcast. Email us PiscesRisingPodcast@gmail.com or find us on Facebook. Have a magical day.